I've got Sam Jones on the line, who's at Heathrow Airport. What's it like there, Sam?
It is very, very quiet. The sky is blue, very few clouds, and very few people down here. Really, a few optimistic passengers who are hoping that their luck will change today are down here. It's the usual scene of people sort of squatting down or sitting on suitcases. But passengers are probably outnumbered by airline staff down here. There's lots of people in fluorescent jackets wandering around, talking to passengers, saying, can I help you? Where are you trying to travel to today? But the answer to that seems to be probably nowhere. No one's allowed into the terminal itself. Just by the door, there's an array of signs from different airlines. I can see Air Canada, Cathay Pacific saying no flights today. So those few souls who have ventured down here today are looking to be disappointed, probably, at the moment.
What are those people in yellow vests saying?
They're saying they don't really have very much information. Get in touch with your own airline if you've got any questions about whether any flights are going to leave today. But there's not a great deal of information down here at the scene, as it were.
There's some prospect of the airspace above Britain opening, but not much chance of flights there then.
No, that seems to be the case. I've spoken to a couple of people. I've spoken to an American soldier, a private, who's trying to join his unit in Frankfurt, who's been stranded over here since Thursday. He's run out of money. He's wandering around the airport looking a little bit sad, and who can blame him? I've spoken to another American who's trying to get back to California. She came over here to present a paper at a conference on zombies and the undead at the University of Hertfordshire. She's also running severely low on funds. But people on the whole, certainly those I've spoken to, seem to be keeping their spirits up. And there's no obvious agitation here. And the staff seem to be handling things quite well. And they say that they haven't had any aggression directed towards them. And they're being as helpful as they can. Although I saw a couple of them taking bets on whether any planes would fly out of here today or not.
Okay, Sam, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.